Right now, we want to talk about what's been a couple of years of just a couple of years of building this thing up, and it's turned out into being a wonderful initiative here in Niagara. It's called Socks for Change. Sam Bayo joining us in studio this morning. Sam, how are you?
Good, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I think it's amazing that the fact that you've only been doing this for a couple of years, yet the amount of socks and everything else you guys have been donating and having available and getting out there to people has been astounding.
Well, yeah, when you pick a few hundred a day, you don't realize the numbers add up quite a bit. But, you know, our goal this year was to donate about 35,000 wool socks and about the same in accessories. But I think already we're at close to 25,000 socks right now with almost 2 months of winter to go. And
wow.
And we're close to 50,000 toques and scarves and neck tubes and stuff.
That's wild. Like a couple of years ago when you were conceptualizing this, is this kind of the success and the ability to get this going? Like, did you think it was going to be this good?
Well, the funny thing is, I mean, my background with West 49 stores, we had 140 stores. So my ego was going, hey, let's start this sock thing and let's take it national and let's do it all over the place. But the more I learned about Niagara and the poverty right here at home, I have no intention of taking this anyplace but Niagara now. I'm just really determined to try and get warm socks on people's feet all winter throughout every nook and cranny in Niagara. So that's my goal now.
What was like when you came up with the idea of simply kind of highlighting socks? Was it something that somebody said to you?
No, or? Yeah, exactly. I was, I have a home, I have my kids live out in British Columbia, and I was flying home, and I think I landed in Toronto about 1 a.m, driving home, listening to a rebroadcast program on CBC. And this was 3 years ago now. And they talked about how shelters, as soon as they get socks, they're gone. And most well-intended people give cotton socks. They don't know the difference. In my clothing background, you know, I know that wool is the only thing that's going to keep you warm when you have holes in your shoes and your feet are wet. It has to be wool, right? So here, and they were saying that a lot of diseases, homeless people, a lot of diseases come from their feet, you know, from mildews and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I kind of started it to get warm feet or warm socks to people, homeless people.
Okay.
And in Niagara, then I started doing the research and realized that homelessness is a problem here, but it's less than 1% of the people in poverty. Like there's 80,000 people in Niagara in poverty, which is only $35,000 for a household of four people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going, holy cow, like, this isn't about, I mean, homelessness, yes, we're every shelter, we're in every charitable institution we know of, but we really needed to deal with the people that have roofs over their heads and have trouble, whether they're paying for heat and light or food. So, you know, we decided to grow this thing and try to get it everywhere we could. So we're in about 65 charitable organizations, like Out of the Cold and mm-hmm. Community Cares, but we're in Port Cares and Port Colborne, and we're in Project Shares in Niagara Falls, and we're in Hope Center in Welland and West Lincoln Community Cares, and so Community Cares of West Niagara. And so we're everywhere we can be. We're in regional police cars, we're in EMS ambulances, and we're in every single Niagara Catholic District School Board in Niagara, public schools, and the French Catholic School Board. So we're in about 160 schools, too.
I imagine the response from them when you said, hey, here, this is my plan, and here's some socks. Like, here's what we've got going. I imagine that each and every one of them were quite happy to see that happening.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we really don't talk. I mean, we talk to people to find out.
Yeah.
And we just hope. First of all, we appreciate when we give socks to 160 schools, that means 160 principals and secretaries have to try and find the kids that need them. So that's a chore on their part. When we give socks to the regional police, they still got to give them to people, and so do the EMS ambulances. So it's really when you think about it, it's a group effort, a distribution. There's people that have to find the people to give them to. So we appreciate people just even taking socks in and giving them to the people that need them.
I guess that because it is a tenfold sort of thing, right? It's a matter of collecting them and then figuring out where to go. Because again, people in those circumstances aren't going to be going knock, hey, give me a pair of socks, kind of putting up their hand, because they've been in that situation, they've kind of been feeling beat up anyway.
Yeah, and the sock is great. We make them, we have them knit in Toronto by a company that knits for the Canadian Armed Forces.
Oh,
so they're really amazing socks. And then we also have a company in Montreal who knits for us. And you know, it's without some real critical partners too, we wouldn't even be able to do this. I mean, Pride Mobility in Beamsville, lets us use about 1500 square feet of warehouse space. So there's no way we could do this without being able to store the socks someplace and pick them.
Absolutely.
You know, and then Penn Financial has really stepped in as the bank, to help us, and they're so good in the community. So it's nice to have them as a partner. And then, and then Wise Guys, just it's endless what they do in the community. So we have we're aligned with a lot of great people. And Starbucks was the first company to come in with 14 stores and say, hey, put your charity boxes in our store. So that's pretty amazing what they do in the community.
Well, I think that idea of like the acceptance and the amount of people, because I remember one of my son's birthday parties, the kid who was having the party was collecting for socks for change. But then outside of that, like we were just looking at it. We scrolled down on the website there a minute ago, and like the amount of locations you can donate to, like you've got a lot of people who've gotten on board.
Yeah, it's great. I think there's about 50 charity boxes out there. Zara supermarkets, all the Zaras have it. Starbucks, of course, has it. BD's. And if you look on the website, you can find all the places that do carry it. All the, a few of the yoga centers have it, and you can find them on the website.
Yeah, you probably just, sometimes you probably see them and it's like, oh my goodness, they're all over the place.
Sometimes I see them and I'm surprised to see one there.
It's clearly hitting a need in the community, which is, I think, the key for this whole thing, is that it's touching that spot where, you need these warm socks. And I love the fact that they're knitting a couple of different spots.
Yeah, and then we give out a lot of toques and scarves and neck tubes. So, you know, the idea is, I always say, you could have 10 parkas on. If your feet are cold or your ears are cold, you're miserable.
Oh, God. Yes. Well, we've all experienced that, right? It's the dumb time you forget to put your hat on, and you're out in the cold, and you're just like, this sucks. Even though you've got your winter coat on, you're still miserable as all can be because you spent those couple of minutes. But for some people, that's reality all the time.
Yeah, and we're gonna start a program too called Buy a Bundle. And,
okay.
And instead of just asking somebody for $20, if you go to socksforchange.ca and you hit the donate button, you can actually buy for the community 10 pair of wool socks for just $20. It's a combination of $2. So you could buy 15 pair of really beautiful wool socks for just $30, and they'll go right to people's feet, you know, in Niagara, all over the place.
Really? And that price isn't bad.
Oh, it's like great for the quality. It's amazing.
Because you think about it, a lot of places, $2 for a pair of the thin cotton socks is a pretty common price.
Yeah, and these are beautiful merino wool blend socks, and they're great.
Really? No kidding, eh? So that's outstanding. So that's up on the website now, where you can kind of buy that bundle sort of thing, kind of give yourself the idea of how many you're buying.
I suppose. And we're a registered charity now, so you get an instant tax receipt. It'll come back to you through, you know, via online, and you'll get a tax receipt so you're not paying for all that $20.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so that's good. So we'll send everybody over to the website. We'll get this kind of going. We'll continue pushing this over the next couple of months, right? Because when does the actual campaign?
Well, Matt, it just ends when cold weather ends. Like, we're a cold weather... We're not a Christmas charity. People are so generous at Christmas time, but we go right 3 months of winter.
Okay. And you're out there just handing them out as much as you can? Sort of
wherever thing. We can, wherever people take them that can get to the needy people.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're in a lot of outreach, and, you know, now we're starting to get ready also for a lot of the migrant workers come in to start tying grapes, and it's cold for those guys, so...
Yep,
so we'll be there for them.
Absolutely. And so many socks have been donated already. But if you can, socksforchange.ca is the website. And we'll keep this push going over the next couple of weeks.
Matt,
for
thanks.
Sure.
Great work.
Thanks for coming in. We will send you over the website. Socksforchange.ca is the website. You can go over there and you can buy a bundle, essentially, and donate for so many people across our community that could use a hand. Sam Bayo in from Socks for Change. Outstanding work in our community.